Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have something you'd like to talk about, we have an open line for you. If you're hearing the live broadcast, call right now, 844-322-2742. If it's at the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, well, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. And again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. A question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, call now, because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, we're not out there alone as Christians. God didn't just save us and say, good luck, I'll see you at the pearly gates. Yeah. He actually equipped us to live as children of God in this present world. Mm-hmm. And we have everything that we need. There's nothing that we're lacking as believers in Christ. Paul put it this way in Colossians 2:10, we've been made complete in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We have everything we need. In Ephesians 1, we've been given every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. We've got it all. We've got God himself living inside of us.
Yeah.
Peter put it this way in his second letter, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So we've been given everything that we need for life and godliness, and this comes through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises. This is the new covenant. So that through them we may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. So we live in a world that's corrupt. We live in a world that is continually trying to pressure us to conform to its ways. But we've been equipped to overcome that. Not by trying to overcome it, but by simply walking by faith in Jesus Christ. And as we walk by faith in Jesus Christ and in those wonderful promises of the new covenant, we discover that we truly do have everything that we need for life and godliness, that we can truly live as children of light in this world of darkness. Yeah. So never forget, as a child of God, you have been given everything. Everything, and that means everything that you need for life and godliness. Mm-hmm. You're lacking absolutely nothing. Now, sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we seem stifled in our growth and that sort of thing. Well, if that's the case, Peter goes on to say, it's because you've forgotten that your sins have been forgiven. So we need to rest in the finished work of Christ, and as we learn to trust him, that's where it starts, resting in the finished work of Christ, realizing that we truly are forgiven people. Then we can trust him and see his power working in and through us, empowering us to live as children of light in this world of darkness. So, believer, take hope, be encouraged. You have everything you need for life and godliness.
And that's a good thing. It's basic gospel type stuff that you hear every day, and it is good news. Thanks, Bob, for those thoughts. 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and Canada. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 844-322-2742. And we had a very nice note from Tamla, who is a basic gospel listener, and she wrote to us. She says, this ministry is the very reason that I am a new covenant believer today, and I am forever grateful for their ministry. I pray nothing but good continued success for Basic Gospel, their families, their listeners, and their supporters. That's from Tamala. And friends, right now, we need your help to lift us out of a kind of a summer doldrum. It's a financial shortfall that we go through just about every summer. Every dollar that you give, every dollar counts, and every dollar ministers into someone's life and meets their needs in the spiritual realm in Jesus Christ. We need your help to reach out to help us with a $50,000 need that we've spoken about over the past few weeks. Please go to basicgospel.net and make your gift. And as our thanks to you for your gift by the 30th, we're going to send you an excellent 5-message DVD that Bob and Richard put together called Your Living Hope, and your copy is waiting. So please help us reach that $50,000 need by the 30th. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, and we thank you for your partnership with us here at Basic Gospel. Well, once again, that number 844-322-2742, and Bob, we had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, Bob. This is David. I've got two questions, actually. One question is that, what is the sin of the death? And what is true repentance. Thank you for your time and answering these questions.
Well, David, thanks for calling Basic Gospel. We certainly appreciate you doing so. And these are important questions. And the first one is, what is the sin unto death, or the sin that leads to death? And that's in reference to John's letter, his first letter, toward the very end of his first letter. He says this: if anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death, and I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is a sin that does not lead to death. So what is the sin that leads to death? Well, in the big picture scheme of things, it is ultimately unbelief in Jesus Christ. It is the rejection of God's offer of life. So that's what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is. It is saying something about the Holy Spirit, attributing the works of the Holy Spirit to the works of the devil. That's what Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 12. Well, what is the work of the Spirit in the world? Well, the work of the Spirit in the world is to convince the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment, about sin and the fact that the world does not believe in Jesus. So if somebody rejects that offer of life that's made available in Jesus Christ, then they're going to remain dead spiritually. And when they die physically, that's going to be their eternal state, eternal death. And that's not a good thing to be looking forward to. So the sin unto death is ultimately the rejection of Jesus Christ. We see some other examples in, I think, Acts chapter 12. Somebody took worship, you know, people were looking at him saying, you're like a god, and he accepted that worship, and he died right there on the spot. And I think anybody trying to take the glory of God upon themselves and put them in a position, we see that a couple of times, but that is ultimately the rejection of Christ as well. So that's the sin that leads unto death, the rejection of Jesus Christ. Now, what is repentance? Well, repentance is part of that process that gets us out of the sin of unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, the word repentance in the Greek language, metanoia, simply means a change of mind. It also conveys kind of movement on our part. So at one time, our hearts were fully planted in the world. We were looking for life out there in the world through the things that we have, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We were looking for meaning and purpose there. But when the gospel shows up in our lives, when we hear the good news of Jesus, when we hear that he died for our sins according to scriptures, when we hear that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with scriptures, our minds start to change and realize that, no, life isn't found in the world. It is found in Jesus and in Jesus alone. Well, that's what repentance is. It's really a change of mind, a change of belief system. We were once fully planted in the world, and now by grace our mind changes, and now we're fully planted. Our hearts are right in the middle of Jesus Christ. That's what repentance is.
David, thanks for reaching out. Hope that is a help to you. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to get back in contact with us. And that, of course, goes for all of you, our listeners. If you can't get to us while we're on the air live, go ahead and leave a voicemail for us at 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. But if it's 9 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we would like to speak directly with you right now, like we're going to do with Maureen, who's on the line right now from Alberta, Canada.
Well, let's do. Maureen, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello, thank you. It's regarding Luke chapter 8 and verse 28. Oh, no, sorry, Luke chapter 7 and verse 28. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. So who is greater than John the Baptist?
Well, anybody that's been born of the Spirit. You can't enter into the kingdom of God unless you're born again. And so John represented kind of the ministry of the law and the prophets. So they were signposts to a future person, the Lord Jesus himself. And they had a purpose, and they were servants, basically, in this whole grand scheme of things. And so he's saying, since John the Baptist was the final one preparing the way for Jesus Christ, he was that final signpost pointing people to Jesus. He was serving those who were going to turn to Christ by faith. And so when we turn to Christ by faith, we enter into the kingdom, and we're not servants, we're children of God. So he's basically saying that John's ministry was a ministry of servitude within the house, but we are actually heirs of the kingdom. So that's why he would say that we would be greater. Now, that doesn't mean that John didn't enter the kingdom of God. It just means that this is what his ministry was all about. So Maureen, he came to a point in his life, John the Baptist did, and he said, I must decrease, but Jesus must increase. Now, what he was saying is that my ministry, what God has called me to do, has come to a completion. I've done what God has called me to. I've pointed people to Jesus. I've identified him as the Messiah. Now, I need to step back and let Jesus take over. And from that point forward, Jesus was front and center. I mean, he was the talk. His miracles, his teaching, everything was focused upon Jesus Christ. So that's the way it is for you and me. The law, Maureen, serves a purpose in our life. It shows us our need for Christ. But once we realize that need, then the law steps aside so that we can be saved by Jesus. So it's simply, I think, a recognition of the ministry that John was providing and the fact that he was a servant in the house, and you and I are actually heirs of the kingdom.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for explaining that.
Well, you are so welcome, Maureen. Thanks for your question. We certainly appreciate hearing from you today.
Indeed, we do.
And God bless you both there.
Thank you so much, and
yes,
blessings
indeed
to you as well. 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. It is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Tomorrow, Andrew Farley will be joining me on the broadcast because you're taking some time off for a very important family event that we'll talk more about later, but we look forward to having Andrew with us. And since this is your last program live for the week, I want you to talk to our listeners a little bit more about this $50,000 need that we have, Bob.
Well, I'm really encouraged by the response. It's been exciting to see people step up to the plate and give. Folks are giving, you know, $50, $25, $500, just whatever God is moving them to do. And that's exciting to see this kind of response. And it's so needed right now so that we can keep this good news going out over the airway, so that we can continue to answer important questions that can really connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. That's what the world needs. That's what people need. They need to be connected to the love of Jesus Christ. And your investments into Basic Gospel, into the power of the gospel, help do that.
Yes.
So there are people all over the world that are connected to the love of Christ today because people like you gave to support this outreach. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to give to help meet this critical, urgent need, so that we can continue doing what God has called us to do, and this great privilege of lifting up the name of Jesus and sharing the good news and seeing people being connected to his love.
Yes, indeed. And friends, when you give this month before the 30th or by the 30th, we're going to send you our DVD called Your Living Hope, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. And Bob, before people's minds run wild about you're taking some time off, this is a happy event for not only your family, but for the Basic Gospel family as
yes,
well.
Indeed. Well, my son Coleman is tying the knot this Saturday, and he just has met a wonderful, wonderful lady, Corday.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They met a number of years ago and developed a really extraordinary friendship, mm-hmm. and finally decided to go out on a date, and that's kind of the rest is history.
Yeah.
And we love her and are so grateful that God has put the two of them together. And it is going to be an exciting day and a very happy, joyful day for our family and Corday's family this Saturday. And we're just so looking forward to it. I've had the opportunity to officiate, you know, hundreds of weddings over the years, and they're some of the most joyful experiences I've ever been involved in.
Yeah.
And I got to officiate my daughter's wedding a couple of years ago, and now I get to do this for my son Coleman. I know it's going to be hard for me to get through the ceremony. I'm going to be just
you're going to be a basket case.
Yeah, I will be, but I'll be a happy basket case. That's for sure. But we just can't wait. I'm so stinking proud of Coleman.
I am too, Bob.
Yes, he is just one amazing son, and I am just proud to call him my son, and I'm proud to be his dad.
I have known Coleman all his life, and I couldn't be more joyous about this occasion either. So I'm very, very happy for Coleman and Corday and for the entire family. Well, let's move along here. We have this question from Sean. Bobby says, in prayer, we're always asking God for something, health, basic needs, and so forth. I've been feeling that I am a burden to God because of so many needs every day. Can you touch on how to overcome that thought and what scriptures you can refer me to? That's from Sean, who is a listener on Channel 131, the Family Talk channel on Sirius XM.
Well, Sean, you're not a burden to God. I mean, he did a lot to redeem you, to purchase you for himself. He so loved you that he sent his son into the world. His son took your sins upon himself. To free you, to release you from the power of sin and death so you could enjoy a relationship. That was God's desire. I mean, why did he create us to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
He created us so that he could have a relationship with us, so that we could enjoy his love and enjoy his life and enjoy his fellowship. Well, sin broke that and brought death into the world. But God always had a plan, and that plan was Jesus. It was Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And so through faith in him, we become children of God, and we are never a burden to God.
Right.
Never, ever a burden to God. He loves us. He cares for us. So go boldly into that throne of grace. Call him Daddy, Father, and expect him to respond to you with grace and mercy in your time of need. He's never going to judge you, never going to condemn you. He's never going to do any of that. Why? Because all of your sins were condemned in Jesus. He wants you to joyfully give him every request,
yeah.
Share every desire of the heart, share everything that's going on in your life. And when you do, you can count on this, that he's listening and that he's going to answer. That's good news.
No burden to any
absolutely not
him at all. Well, Bob, this Facebook question from viewer Jessica: what do you do with a child that has grown up their entire life being churched and then find out that they are losing faith because they say they don't feel God is there, and they don't have didn't have a choice because of how they have grown up being expected to be a believer?
Well, that's a great question, and you know, the first thing I would say is don't let that surprise you. You know, many times parents think, "Hey, we've done everything right. We've taken our kids to church. We've opened up the Bible at home. We've prayed with them. We've read the Bible to them. We've told them about Jesus. We've told them about the love of God." And we get this expectation because we have grown them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Then when they become adults, they're just immediately going to start living by faith. Well, that's just not the case.
Not reality.
Every single person has to wrestle with truth. Every single person has to wrestle with the big questions of life. And so they've seen what faith is, what it looks like in you as a parent, and now they're coming to grips with this concept, this mm-hmm. idea. Is this something that I want for my life? Do I truly believe that Jesus is God? Do I truly believe that he died for my sins? Do I truly believe that he was raised again so that I could have eternal life? So don't be shocked by their doubts, by their questions. Be merciful to them. Give them some time and mm-hmm. some space to answer those questions and to really research and dig in. And be there for them to help answer questions that they might have of you. Help them along, and you'll get frustrated with it and all of that. But realize that God loves them more than you do, and that in their search, in their quest, God is going to be faithful in answering their questions. So if they're struggling now, if it looks like they want to walk away from their faith, it may not be that they ever had faith to begin with,
right.
And this is the beginning of that mm-hmm. in their lives. So rejoice, be thankful that God is at work showing them his love, his grace, and his mercy.
Jessica, thanks for reaching out. I hope this has been a help to you. And Bob, quickly, we had this question also from Facebook viewer Deborah. Is there such thing as backsliding, or would it be called turning our backs on God?
Well, there's that term that's in the Old Testament, but we really don't see it in the New Testament. When we come to Christ, something happens to us. We become born again. We become new creatures in Christ. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that we have a new heart that's tuned toward God, that's turned mm-hmm. toward God. So that's something new about us. We live in a new covenant. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that God's Spirit is living inside of us. So if we start to look at the things of this world and get tempted by the things that are out there, or feel the tug from those old desires of the flesh, we have God's Spirit to bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we might take some wrong turns here and there. But God's Spirit is going to get us back on track. That's just what God's Spirit does. So, you, as a believer, you're not going to walk away from your faith. You're going to persevere in your faith. Why? Because Christ Jesus lives in you. That's his guarantee. He's going to conform you to the image, to his image. He's going to complete the work that he began. Trust him to do so.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Bob. Thank you. And we appreciate hearing from you, Deborah. Any further questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us again. We love hearing from our listeners by phone, by email, by YouTube, or from Facebook. Just any way you get a question to us, we love hearing from you. And I want to thank you for joining us for Basic Gospel today. On tomorrow's broadcast, as I said earlier, going to be joined by Andrew Farley, as Bob is taking this very important day to prepare for this very important family event that we talked about just a little while ago. Important within the entire Basic Gospel family, as a matter of fact. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as it happened. But right now, in the meantime, if you have a question, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. That's available 24 hours a day just for you, our listeners. Or you can send an email, if you'd like to bob@basicgospel.net. Again, that email address, bob@basicgospel.net. Any way you get that question to us is a good way, so don't hesitate. Friends, also, as we said, please help keep this good news coming on your station and online by donating at basicgospel.net to help us reach that $50,000 that we need by September 30th. Just click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift. And as our way of saying thanks for your partnership, we'll send you a copy of the DVD, Your Living Hope. Again, donate at basicgospel.net. Well, until tomorrow, for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying so long, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.